USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is again speaking out about possible voter fraud. The president saying,
as president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege.
President Trump speaking from the White House in the nearly 46-minute long video posted on social media. The president continues,
this is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
The NFL is considering all options for the upcoming playoffs, but using a bubble is not likely. That's according to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
As lawmakers on Capitol Hill debate a new coronavirus relief package, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the White House are also looking to do some sort of relief package.
Right now, the focus is making sure that there is stimulus relief for Americans who are hurting right now. So that is the current active policy priority that we are working on moment by moment, along with COVID.
A group of bipartisan lawmakers came up with a deal yesterday that McEnany said the president would sign off on. The UK is set to become the first country in the world to distribute a coronavirus vaccine.
Vaccines usually take years to develop. Under Operation Warp Speed to combat COVID-19, we got it done in well under 1 year. In a major announcement, the United Kingdom has approved the Pfizer and BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. The two-shot process will start shipping out to UK's most vulnerable in the next 48 to 72 hours. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Several new Republican members of Congress say they're forming the Freedom Force to stand up and fight back against socialism. Congresswoman-elect Michelle Steele of California joining Congresswoman-elect Nicole Malliotakis of New York. Malliotakis behind the reason for forming the Freedom Force.
I think what you're going to see is a group of individuals who are going to serve as a counterbalance to that, the values of the socialist squad. We don't believe we should be dismantling the economy. We don't believe we should be destroying free market principles. We don't believe in Green New Deal. We don't believe in packing the courts.
The fight to decertify the election results in Pennsylvania is continuing.
Representative Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is leading a group of petitioners asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would revoke last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied by the state Supreme Court, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has thrown his support behind Kelly's petition. In a statement Tuesday night, Cruz said that the group's suit raised serious legal issues and needed to be heard in an expedited manner. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thank you, Dan. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.